don't see me. I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery.
Would you have preferred Dog Shit, Will?
No, I like that song too.
Triumph is fucking badass. How about you, Kate?
Sure. What?
You're not big on rap, are you?
She also doesn't have her headphones on.
It's not even that. I have no clue. Like, what this is, who these people are, what's going on.
These
what's your
people?
Name again?
These people.
You know the old dirty bastard.
Old dirty bitch. Where is she?
Exactly.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, with headphones, Will Papa Giorgio. Without headphones and busy crocheting.
It's knitting. Thank you.
What's the
it's
difference?
Knitting.
Kate. It's
the
Kate
difference
Rodriguez.
Is there's two needles in knitting and one hook in crocheting.
What the hell do you hook it to?
You're just a hooker.
I am gayer for knowing that. I am
right.
Poorer with
well,
that
I had
knowledge.
To learn all about your poop earlier, so I'm sharing with you.
That might be important someday. Never know. There
when
might
I am
be a
not
quiz.
Wiping your ass.
Exactly. When I am old and you are my nurse. Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook, Papa's Basement, and Google iTunes Plus Papa's Basement to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't just download it directly from my site, which counts for nothing. Hold on.
What about those sweet, sweet ad revenues that come from that?
Oh, I took those down months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I need to put them back up now that I actually have some traffic.
Decided to no longer sell out to the man.
Hold on. I'm trying to
get the white man's foot off of your neck.
Trying to remember who this was. That was always the game because every single member
sound
of Wu-Tang
the same, except
came...
for ODB.
No, I could tell them apart. Well, most of them. Sounds like something else we're talking about there. I meant they're rapping.
You can tell apart the ones that are well spoken.
Exactly.
They don't behave like the others.
Not like that unruly you god. Let's bring it down. Otherwise, I'll be listening to this goddamn song the whole time. Oh, fuck. I love me that.
But the fact that there's nine guys, so there's nine verses, it's a little much.
That wasn't always the case.
I
mean,
I'm saying with that song, isn't
Triumph,
it like each
yes,
one gets
yes.
their fucking turn?
Everyone. I want to even
except
say, like,
for ODB. He just gets the intro.
ODB gets the...
Which is probably recorded over phone from prison.
That was Conditioner with Snoop Dogg on the W.
Jesus.
Please don't fuck up your Woo history. I know that shit.
I said that as a joke.
Oh, no, no. There really was one recorded from prison over the phone.
Christ. You gotta admire rap, man.
You can never joke with ODB, man. Whatever you joke about, he's done.
Including dying from having a bag of liquid cocaine explode in his
was
stomach.
Was it liquid?
I think so.
I thought it was just regular blow and it popped and he died. And
I thought it was liquid coke.
Sweaty, fat Russell. Russell Jones, you poor bastard. All right. Let's get to what I wanted to tie into. The Halloween costume talk before Squire walked in the studio. And by the way, Squire...
Derailed us with the night train.
No, the night train's, the night train's fine. Squire was dropping fucking F-bombs like you wouldn't believe because the recorder wasn't working.
What, just now?
Yeah, when
that was going on, so I told you to shut the door.
No, I shut the door as a courtesy. You missed it,
to
man.
Save his reputation around the station.
Squire's a laid-back motherfucker, and so you'd think he was winging. Like, it was like being in there with Dice Man.
What did he say?
He was like, fucking recorder, who the fuck has been fucking with this thing? I mean, like, he was chaining them together like Kevin Smith.
He looks like Red from that 70s show.
This man way more every day.
Oh, yeah. He looks completely chill and laid back and gray like your older dad.
Yeah, like his son is like our age.
He's
like
in
a little,
college.
Yeah, a few years younger.
Nicholas just went to college. And, yeah. I mean, it was a chain of F. It was fucking who the fuck fucked with this? I was like, Jesus.
Was he implying you? No. Like, it's like, you motherfucker.
I mean, there were so many F's flying that, like, immediately you want to help out. You know, you don't want to be on the business end of them. And I was like, shit, let me shut the door. Like, is there anything I can do, Squire, sir?
Sir Squire.
Sir Squire. I mean, it was. I've never heard in my fucking life. I have never heard that guy drop profanity. I'm not, like, bullshitting about that.
No, he seems like the most average old white man.
Yeah, and it was like Richard Pryor in there, man.
Those are the ones who get you.
I love it.
You don't know until you see them on Dateline with Chris Hansen what they're really up to.
I hope there's goddamn audio on that camera that's taping everyone in that shit. I would pay like a... Miriam, if she listens to this, man, I'd pay $100 for that goddamn footage.
EBR outtakes.
Yeah. EBR raw.
Next time he misses a week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
Play behind the scenes footage.
Fuck! I was in the fucking recorder. But yeah, I mean, just flinging it.
Wow.
Nice.
Flinging it like a monkey throwing its shit at the zoo.
Oh, my. It was like that Alex Trebek tape. When you've heard that? They used to play it on Don and Mike all the time.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
He still sang it in the Trebek voice.
And him too. Yeah. Like in the game show voice.
And now the Daily Double.
Yeah.
Fuck, fuck. Yeah. You.
I so wish I'd been recording, but obviously it wasn't going on air.
Oh, God.
It was good. Totally unexpected.
That's funny. I had no idea what the hell was going on in there.
Things really got out of hand there. Brick, you killed a man. But had we had a little time to go on, I wanted to talk about this uproar, about these Glee photos.
Manufactured uproar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, really, you have to be a retard to get worked up over this bullshit. But
you're not even that hot.
We'll get to
that's
that.
That's not even the point.
Let's get it out there. For those that don't know, Glee's that huge goddamn show on Fox.
Have you ever seen a second of that show?
I forgot my laptop one time at XM. That is the proper answer, but let me finish.
I've never seen even a millisecond of that show.
It was 15 seconds of it, and there was the really Jewy looking one, and she's apparently got like... this guy who's gay to the fifth power as her best buddy.
Gay square.
Yeah, and he's like vamping her up. And I mean, I'm like, they're letting this lispingness on network TV? And I was like, too much for me. This guy could like start massaging her tits and cramming them into a sexy bra. I'm done. So about 15 seconds, 20 seconds. Not going to lie.
Well, vamping her up, you mean dressing like a slut?
Yeah. Like it was a segment you'd think you'd want to almost grind one out to. It was like the OK Jewy looking one. And he's like... you need to dress like this to get him, girl.
Show your cunt lips.
Yeah. He was,
let's see some mound.
Some mound. Yeah, he was, why can I not? Gilbert Godfrey did the goddamn impression of him on Stern, and I can't remember the fucking
Harvey
guy.
Firestein?
No, but, I mean, he might as well have been young Harvey. It was just the gayest... fucking gay. Like, it could have been his mouth was full of cock and it wouldn't have sounded any gayer. But, yeah.
And this is supposed to be a high school student.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's so many, like, I mean, you know, even back, like, in elementary school, I picked out people who were gay. And like,
I have shit gaydar. Like, I'm just like, he's just being him.
Nah, dude, fuck. Like,
you're good at it.
Dude, I picked out, I remember, I don't know if I could give his last name, but do you remember the kid Jamie? Like, I'd hang out.
Jamie Newman?
No. I get jokes.
Yeah.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, like back then, fucking 9 years old, I knew he was gay. Sure enough.
Oh, it wasn't Jamie Newman. Jamie Newman just found me on Facebook. Jamie Art.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and he's married to a dude.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good for Jamie Art.
Yeah, good for him. I'm just saying, like, you know, but they're not acting like fucking Siegfried and Roy or... who the fuck's flaming Mario Cantone from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Like, no one pulls that shit in high school because they will get their ass beat. Unless you're, like, in California.
I was going to say, unless you're in, like, Massachusetts or maybe New York City or...
Yeah, I went to an art school, and there were a few kids who were brazen like that.
Yeah, art school. There you go. That's fucking safe haven.
Thomas Jefferson, we came for the sports guarantee. There's a couple of that. And again, more power to you. I wish these kids could come out.
No, that's the reason we have these suicides and all this horse shit. That kid who fucking jumped off the...
yeah,
whatever
exactly.
The fuck happened.
Gay kids, hang in there so I don't have to hear any more anti-bully bullshit. Like, I think all the Jersey Shore cast has recorded these messages now. Like, there's one from Snooki. Like, what is the slogan? It's not, like, hang tight or hang tough. That's the new kids.
I don't know. Oh, there's, like, a generally accepted slogan.
Yeah. Hang in there, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, show a fucking picture of a kid.
I hate Mondays. No way.
Garfield holding a coffee mug.
I didn't know it reached that proportion.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore, people whose entire careers are owed to the fact that they act like drunken, insulting animals that fight with one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, don't bully, though.
Gay kids.
It's okay to get faced and go to the club and fight your roommate and then fuck them the next night to make up, but yeah. No bullying.
Well, Perez Hilton, too. Oh, no bullying.
That fucking
gargoyle. Oh, and they called him out. I mean, I don't know if they're the only ones.
I think it was Norton.
Yeah, Jim Norton was like,
he hit that shit out of the park.
Yeah, he's like, you make a living, you fucking draw cum on people's faces. You outed Neil Patrick Harris.
A couple guys he's outed.
Yeah. It's like the whole reason Neil Patrick Harris came out is because like Perez Hilton was going to like put his shit out there.
There's some quote where he's trying to sound all journalistic about it. He's like, I'll drag people screaming out of the closet.
Yeah.
It's not his business.
No, it isn't.
Fuck yourself.
He's a fucking like gay as it gets, man.
Dude, bloggers are seriously like the lowest form of life on earth.
In papasbasement.com.
Not a blog. It's an international forum. Connecting people the world over.
Thank you. But getting back to Glee, speaking of people dressing slutty, I wanted to chain it into the slutty Halloween costumes, but we'll have to do with Glee. There's this goddamn uproar, quote unquote, because I want to say the two fuckable broads on the show, and I've never seen it. I want to say there's some real heinous gargoyles in the mix.
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch is good in my book. I mean, there's some fat, like Gabby Sidibe looking, Sidibe, right. Whatever the shit. Precious Sidibe. Looking bitches. Sidibe, whatever. I feel better not knowing
his
how
color,
to say that.
His color Gabby Cinnabon.
Exactly. Gorillas in the mist.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Diane Fossey's pet.
Yeah, fucking make an ashtray out of her hands.
Cut off her paw and make five wishes.
So we were saying how bullying is bad.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
And she's beautiful in God's eyes, but
no, she's apparently a cunt. She thinks she's like some big A-list celebrity. Like,
oh yeah.
Did you hear like some story about like?
I've heard a few things.
Yeah, someone like was trying to interview. Said, "I'll give you one question," and like they.
I have one question. How are you famous?
Because she was a really good actress in a movie. That
she
you didn't
wasn't
see.
Really. Monique. Oh, I watched
Did
the shit it? Out of Precious.
Okay.
I watched
okay.
a bit. I would say Monique was better than her.
Monique was really good.
Monique knocked that shit out of the park, right?
I never saw it, so.
Oh, fuck you then.
Because I had more balls than you.
I watched a few minutes because our mom was renting it or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's that one thing where she busts out that line and be like, oh, excuse me, Mrs. Onassis. I bust that out all the time. When Precious that. Is saying like she's too good for welfare. Excuse me, Mrs. Onassis.
I just remember one scene where she like gets clocked by a rock or something. And then she instantly starts fantasizing about being a celeb. And she's all dressed up. And it's like she's going, hey, boo, to the paparazzi taking pictures of her and shit. And then she wakes up. And I want to say like a dog sniffing her face or taking a kiss on it or something.
Just shits on her.
Yeah, it's like out of like a fucking R-rated Looney Tunes, man. It was great. So many goddamn great scenes. Watching those two fat hippos go at each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, when they're having the Italian scene. And she's like, Mom, I'm not hungry. And she's like, mange puttana. Which means eat, you whore.
Yeah.
In Italian.
I remember one scene, she orders a bucket of fried chicken. And the chick serving her turns around for a second.
Well, no, she asks for something specifically.
Yeah, to scam the girl.
Yeah.
And the girl knows she's getting scammed, but it's like, okay, fuck it, I'll bite it. And you see Precious running down the street eating a drumstick.
Oh, no, someone get that big bitch.
Like, it couldn't have been better if she were, like, soft chewing.
A watermelon, like, inexplicably tucked under her arm.
Like, banjo music playing. No, it could have been any goddamn worse. I mean, really.
Fucking, like, old 50s Ford from Forrest Gump.
I mean, couldn't she have...
chasing after her down the streets of Manhattan.
Just, like, torches and pitchforks. Couldn't she have at least stolen, like, a bag of burgers? I mean,
oh,
really.
God.
Even I felt dirty watching that, and I've been making these jokes for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, man. At least you're describing all the parts I saw.
Yeah, all the good parts. You saw nothing. You missed nothing.
All right.
I mean, it kind of ends with her keeping her
AIDS.
Her AIDS.
She decided to keep the AIDS.
That AIDS ain't going nowhere.
This is my baby.
She keeps her baby, which is like the dad gave her.
Yeah, it was like retard mongoloid. What
did
the hell
they call him Mongo or something?
Yeah.
All right, so getting back to hot chicks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's cheer this broadcast back up.
I don't know. Bullying is so fun. Look how easy it is. Pick on a 400-pound black woman.
Why am I worried about bullying? I'm one of those
cool kids. Listen to how much laughter we get.
Can you really think, can you really like picture the stink that comes out of so many crevices on her body? Like just lifting her neck. I'm not even going to go to the pussy or the ass.
Because you know, just because someone's overweight doesn't mean they have bad hygiene.
It really it does. They can't reach. Can you imagine her with those little T-Rex arms trying to wipe? Like she's going to have to, like, one hand is pulling back that curtain of fat that is an ass cheek.
It really does. Like, haven't you ever seen those shows about the people, who, like, you know, they got to knock down the wall to get in the hospital?
I washed myself with a rag
on
a
stick. Know that.
Like,
well, when you're more, yes. Okay, but if you're mobile.
Kate's like, she's necessarily rich. She has an assistant doing that.
Probably, yes. Right now, she has someone wiping her ass for her.
Can't reach every, dude, I'm like 170 or something, and I'm almost 6 feet tall. And like John was saying, like when I shave my whole body, like I can barely reach every point on my body. So you mean to tell me some chick who's probably like 5'5" and 400 pounds?
I'm just saying maybe she has the fire hose shower and she just takes that to everything.
She just treats it like a
she's
bidet.
She's got a bidet, right?
Like, oh, but, she okay, spreads her cheeks and, like, lets it go.
All right.
Like chicken bone thud out.
I'm even willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. And, like, say she can clean her ass and pussy properly. But do you really think she's, like, in the shower lifting up every fold of back fat and shit and getting under there with soap and hot water?
It's like cleaning a bulldog's face.
Or a sharp edge.
Like, you gotta just dig in there with Q-tips. Like, oh, my God. Like, the thing, the tongue depressor they use at the doctor's office, I'm sure you got to, like, scrape crap out with
that. She probably just, like, covers herself with perfume and thinks she's good to go.
Yeah, like, it's the goddamn the Renaissance.
Yeah, back when, like, they didn't even... Wait, why the hell was that?
Got a clove-studded orange
just
stuffed in
her
cleavage.
Yeah,
there was no bathing.
On.
Bathing
the
was
crusade.
Bad for you.
Oh, yeah, because you had to, like, go out and get the water in the fucking bucket
and
all that
shit. Well, it was cold
shit.
A lot of the time. So, no, you just wash in the river, but it was cold a lot of the time, so who the hell wants to wash in the river?
And you could get, like, dysentery and shit from the water.
Yeah, right. So it
the
was just
outhouse
disgusting.
Was, like, right above the hill. And people's liquid shit was dripping down into your bathroom.
They actually thought that being... clean at cause more disease somehow. Like, and your layer of filth kept you.
Yeah,
kept you.
Right.
Well, they still say that about women. They're like, don't douche. You get rid of beneficial bacteria.
It gets rid of bad bacteria.
Next that's on the right. View.
So, speaking of hot women.
Yeah, let's get to something happy. Something not, God. No
something way. Gleeful.
Oh.
Oh.
Segway, anyone?
So, the two bangable broads in Glee. And the fruit, they did a photo spread for.
Is
GQ.
He gay in real life?
I don't. Whatever. Oh. You know, I fucking who cares?
Do your research.
He's in Hollywood. He's gay. He's
there we
gay
go.
Gay as shit.
There we go.
Queer as a $3 bill. They were in GQ, and the two bitches from Glee are like stripping off their shit and just parading around in bras and panties and like sucking lollipops. And
lollipops just was be indicative of your wiener.
Thank you for explaining that, Will.
It's not just because they enjoy candy.
Does your wiener have a large red circle at the end of it?
Yes, but depends. I don't like to wear condoms. My history with protection is spotty at best.
Depends on what his immune system's feeling up to handling that week. So, first of all, let's not act like this is racy. They're not on Bang Brothers getting railed out by that fucking Spanish dude with the huge thermos dick or anything like that.
It's GQ. It's not racy.
Yeah,
I was going to say, is GQ, isn't it always like chicks in lingerie?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's people, like Maxim with like fewer pictures.
People are flipping their shit because these chicks portray high schoolers.
Yeah, so
yeah they're not high schoolers.
They're 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And the guy's like 28 or 27 or something.
Yeah. And people are going batshit. They're like, this is child pornography.
No, I believe they're in their 20s. They're not children anymore.
It ain't even porno. How about that, first of all? Let's get legal. Let's get the porn law. Something in my wheelhouse.
Miley Cyrus is, well, not like anything that, like, provocative, you could say, but, I mean, what the fuck? Have you got some, or that, I don't even know if you saw that Taylor Momsen, I don't even know what Gossip
Girl. Are you kidding me? I watched, like, I tried to find that video clip, like, I watched it five times, because it's, for those that don't know at home, she pulled out her little 17-year-old boobs with pasties over it.
Yeah.
And they censored it anyhow.
Everyone in the audience automatically went to jail.
Yeah, that's how that works. And they also put up a video clip of her singing the song where at some point she whips out her jugs. And I'm not going to lie. I went through the clip like I couldn't stand the
with
song.
With one hand.
No, no, because I never found the pasty chunk.
Oh.
So I didn't whip one out to it.
Oh, like people are afraid to even show the pasties? Out of fear of, like, getting child
porn
charges.
Oh, the pasties had, yeah. Like
stars over them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck that shit. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was going to hit it just for the novelty, too. It's not like I dig that shit.
She's too fucking skinny.
She's a gross little pig. Are you kidding me?
Eat a fucking burger.
I think I was on, like, batch number 3 of the day, and I was like, I need something different. So, yeah, I didn't say that. Please don't go through
I need a break from all this skinny teenage girl.
Yeah. I need something less than legal. And I put on my porn monocle and went
Did you whip one off to the Glee pictures?
No, they're not sexy.
No, really. I was going to say, like, to me, do you remember the Rolling Stone cover they did?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, that. Those were hotter pictures where that brunette had, like, her ass in the air with the panties showing.
Oh,
and
looking like
that.
She's going to get drilled the fuck out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, like. Or
she
just,
was doing the psychiatrist hug, too.
Yeah, asking for a fucking load.
Yeah, exactly.
Begging for it.
Begging. I don't get the fucking fuss at all. I mean, are people that stupid? I get it. They portray high schoolers. I'm going to let you in on a secret, Will. De Niro is not actually a gangster. And Spock is not a fucking alien.
What?
Yeah, I know. Mark Hamill can't move shit with his brain.
But the children don't know that.
Do you hear that, John? That's my dream shattering.
Yeah, I heard it.
You don't even like.
I heard it over the sound of your crocheting, so it must have been really loud.
Like, you remember when you were a kid and you'd watch Saved by the Bell and you'd hear, like, you know, people like Don and Mike make you fun of them because it's like you have 30-year-olds playing high schoolers?
It was worst on 90210, that hose beast. I want to say her name was Andrea or something. She really looked old as shit.
But see, like, when you're a kid, you don't know that.
You
you're
have
like,
no
oh, they're high schoolers. They're grown up.
Yeah,
you
but
no
how many kids are picking up GQ and Maxim?
That's the other point.
If you're a good parent.
Fuck that. How about if my son's watching Glee and I catch him walking off of this to masturbate, I'm happy as shit because he's not gay.
How do you know he's not winging one out to the fag squared guy?
I love your tie. Ooh.
But no, like Opie and Anthony made that point exactly. It's like most kids, if you just let
I am not gay.
Let it chill on GQ, exactly. Kids don't read fucking GQ. But when news reporters latch onto this and then they put the fucking pictures
yeah,
right up
everywhere.
On the screen,
right.
Then it's on the goddamn TV.
The TV. Now it's on the TV.
It's on the fucking
the
magic box. Yes.
Now it's on the internet.
And seriously, if your kids are looking for stuff like that, they're going to find it anyway. It doesn't matter if GQ or Maxim. I mean, there's stuff out there.
I mean, how desensitized.
So what do they care?
I mean, we had the conversation about how, like, internet porn, you know, it's just, it hardens you. So, like, the kids growing up now, this shit's readily available.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what kind of, like, donkey shit do they need to, like, get off to?
I was seriously going to talk about, like, the first time I ever jacked one out. I did it to... Do you remember in the back of, like, Hit Parader, there would be these little ads for, like, Samantha Fox posters.
And
you'd
topless? Oh, God, I did that, too.
You would see, like, probably share the same.
Like, an eighth inch of a nipple.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the nipple was one pixel, and you would have to beat it up.
Back in the fucking dark ages.
Oh, God. How these kids have it. You think this is going to even make a dent in this kid's psyche?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You know, parents are... this is... My opinion, that parents are constantly looking for ways to get out of the fact that they're doing a shitty job at parenting or they're upset that their children aren't some kind of perfect little paragon of humans, which they're not. Nobody is. And are looking for excuses for it. Yeah. You know, well, you know, Simpsons will say stuff that implies a bad word and that's upsetting my children.
I'm just shocked because I thought of these fucking fruit parents, but then there's some article I punched up on movieline.com, you know, decent whatever website. It's not in Papa's basement. It's real. And it's Terry Richardson's scandalous GQ photo spread featuring Corey Monteith, who's, I guess, the gay.
The gay.
We've decreed he's the gay. Diana Agron, and especially scantily clad Leah Michelle. She's like the swarthy looking one.
Ripping open her shirt so like her bra shows.
Yeah, who's got a decent lid, but she's got the Jewish schnoz.
She didn't look good in those pictures. I think she looked much better in the Rolling Stone ones. Even though it was just like the very cover shot or something.
Yeah, you see her ass. Fuck it. I mean, I've definitely eaten at worse restaurants, but...
Yeah, it's like she didn't look incredibly hot in those pics.
Yeah, they're cavorting in the classroom has created no shortage of headlines this week. But why exactly was this photo shoot produced at a time when over-sexualized 20-something actors is the norm, especially appalling? Movie Line's TV experts Louis Vertel and Julie Miller investigate. And it's these two shitheads yabbering back and forth. I cut some of the highlights if you want
to
hear
it. It's always so easy to point your fucking finger.
But to me, it's
like Scarface.
Make way for the bad guy. Gonna be a long time before you see a guy this bad again.
Like, speaking of which, and not to go off on too much of a tangent, but like,
yeah, fuck it.
I was watching that shit with Mom last night. Like, the same crap, CBS, like, what would you do? Have you seen that?
No, what is it?
Like, they put people in scenarios, and they film them to see what they would do. So one of them was like...
Was one scenario dumping water in your radio studio? Because the answer is, like, throw down two paper towels and walk the fuck out.
No, like, one was, like, there are two actors, you know, one, they're pretending to be on a date, and then the girl gets up to use the bathroom, and the guy, like, obviously pours something in her drink.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what would the people who saw him do? Would they tell the bartender? Would they say something to him, or would they just let it slide?
Oh, no, I tap my nose and just say, happy hunting.
Yeah, there were two guys who did that. They're like, I'm married. Like, otherwise, I'd be doing the same shit.
Oh, god damn. Oh, my god.
But, and then, like, the other one was, like, you know, fake barista or whatever. Some
I think I would
house.
Accidentally knock it over because I'm a non-confrontational pussy, but I can't.
Most people weren't confrontational at all.
I can't condone rape.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do anything. Really? I would watch. I mean, like, this is funny.
Most people would just not get involved. That's
exactly, because it's not your fucking place. And they want to point the finger and be like, how could you not let this help this, like, helpless young woman? It's like, because you don't know if that motherfucker is going to pull a gun on you in the parking lot and say, hey, thanks for interrupting my date rape, asshole.
Rape!
You don't, it's just like.
My rape is ruined.
It's so fucking easy when you're the asshole on CBS or ABC or whatever the fucking network it was to point the fucking finger when you know it's a setup.
Dude, they've done social experiments about that, not to get to other bullshit I learned at psych. They've had like staged rapes on the middle of like, or no, there's one real incident of a chick getting raped and then murdered or something. Mm-hmm. I want to say she was just murdered. Because rape and murder takes a lot of time. But
you're not doing your rapes right.
You gotta really be mad at someone for that.
I'm gonna fuck you until you're nah. Now that that's done. She just got murdered in front of like 20 or 30 people who like didn't even call the cops or something like that. It happened in the 70s. And just people don't give a shit. It's just how we're hardwired.
We're desensitized, man. If you try to help someone who got in a fucking car accident, they'll sue you. Like, that's a society you live in. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell a girl she looks pretty. You get fucking sued for sexual harassment. That's why people pass each other now, and they don't even fucking say hi. They don't acknowledge that these other people
exist.
Oh,
the humanity of each other. You're so goddamn afraid to interact in any capacity.
Yeah, exactly. Like
me with the tall girl outside. I laid my heart on the line for that.
Yeah, you mean, you know, back in the 50s, you could have just licked your fingers and stuck them in a cunt as you walked by.
I need to watch Mad Men.
Not these days. But, yeah, I don't know. And then these pieces of shit like Bill Donahue and the Catholic League, or like, you know, Norton was saying, like, I hope these people, like, what is it, the coalition of parents, whatever the fuck bullshit organization first came up with this? Like, I hope one of them just gets caught, like, raping and murdering, like, a 6-year-old girl.
Just don't fucking police other people. How about
mind
your own
fucking
shit.
Business, raise your own goddamn kids. It is not Rupert Murdoch's fucking job to worry about what your dumbass kids are seeing and doing.
That's right. I mean, a lot of this stuff wouldn't exist if we didn't condone it as a society.
No,
like, if
shit.
We didn't pay money or pay attention to these glee pictures, it wouldn't ever happen.
We hate our goddamn lives. Like, our lives are such shit. This is all we got.
This is the same shit with football. Like, they're fining people for hitting it. People watch the goddamn sport because people fucking hit each other. Like, do you think the NFL will be popular for his fucking flag football? No. You watch it to see people get their shit beat out of them.
Get fucking laid out.
Like, I don't even, like, I'm not into it, but that's what people do. The same thing with hockey.
How about MMA?
Yeah. People get into fights in hockey, and they're suspending this guy for 2 games because he made a fucking you suck dick gesture at someone else.
Yeah, God forbid that happened.
Yeah.
Just let him knock out the Canucks' teeth.
Yeah, MMA, same thing. Like, I don't know, has anyone died in that yet?
No, and I mean,
the
it's
second
no
someone does, like, you, it was so violent. Why are they, you know, why aren't you complaining now before someone dies?
Because no one gives a shit. We're a reactionary society.
Exactly.
We
same
have
thing.
No fucking values. We just react.
Same thing with Columbine. All that shit.
God, how did this happen?
This anti-bullying shit right now. Bullying's been going on since before the internet, you assholes.
I was responsible for a large part of it.
Yeah.
But the solution isn't to tell other people how to live. It's to
fix
police
your own
yourself
shit,
and take care of your own kids and watch your own family and really watch your own behavior and how you act as opposed to telling everybody else what they should
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but in this fucking country, there's no personal accountability.
Exactly.
You
that is
spill
exactly
coffee on yourself and it's McDonald's fucking fault.
Exactly. There's no sense of responsibility. Anything that happened to me is not my own fault. It has nothing to do with bad choices I made or things that I did. It's somebody else did it to me.
I feel like this is the goddamn McLaughlin group.
I mean, really, it's just, it's fucking pathetic. Like, these aren't fucking kids. They're not naked. They're not having sex. Like, who gives a shit?
And if they weren't on a show that didn't portray them as teenagers, no one would have even noticed because this is
how
just
about,
typical
even if
GQ.
Fucking teenagers on a show that wasn't huge, people wouldn't give a shit.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's because it's one of the, I'm sure, highest rated shows on TV.
That sounded so hard for you to say.
You're so weary.
It's like,
well, because it's just like, I mean, because then you have to wonder, like, what is the real motive for whoever the fuck
to get attention.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, do you really think it's because they want their fucking name in the paper and they want the name of their organization out?
Oh, as a guy exactly. Who has to write a couple times a week on my website, I can tell you the fucking motivation.
That's,
gee, I can't come up with anything this week.
That's the same fucking thing. We all want our fucking moment in the sun, and we'll do anything to get it, even if it comes at the expense of someone else.
And go to inpapasbasement.com.
And I guess I don't mind people having opinions. I mean, it's totally fine for me to say I don't think they should be doing that, but it's also not my place to inflict that on the rest of society.
But see, like, then it snowballs and everyone else picks up this story and all the other newscasters start pointing
well,
their
that,
fucking
that's,
fingers.
The news isn't the news anymore.
It isn't. It really isn't. You're
oh,
absolutely
on local,
right.
This was covered on local NBC affiliates.
Fox
shit like
News
that.
Is just people yelling.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps people's attention. They're not
yeah,
yelling at about anything.
It's yeah, it's just shouting at each other, and whoever yells the loudest, that's who won.
No, it's not.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just shut up, sir.
Loud words.
So, kind of related. I don't know if either of you are familiar with the C-SPAN video clip of the guy going on about his girlfriend who was also there. No,
no.
Yeah, this is the C-SPAN drama. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the C stands for?
It's like
for
the scarlet G on my forehead.
I've been to that website.
Cunt span.
It's a personal favorite.
Stretch women as wide as you can with speculums.
Yeah, it's like an architectural
quack,
thing.
Quack.
They've got the little measurement.
But anyway.
Continue.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was just it was on C-SPAN. It was like on Book Talk or something.
Oh,
some guys,
we gotta be quiet.
Oh,
we're
too rowdy.
Yeah. Wow. I apologize, sir.
Yeah. I didn't record or anything. I just heard it.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it down.
Well, maybe they should stop banging on the wall.
We will be a little more mindful.
Maybe you will.
I suddenly feel like the black family in the movie theater.
It was just a guy on Book Talk, and they had been making this tour. He's a conservative author. She's a conservative author, and there are a couple other people on the panel. They have been going around having these panel discussions for a while all together. And apparently this guy and the woman had dated for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And so they're having this discussion and he says some things which are not that outrageous. And he's like, well, if you believe in Linda, I don't even know these people's names. If you believe in what Linda says, then you should just go on, you know, have a relationship with a guy, but then go on to have sex with other men and blah, blah, you know. So he's saying some kind of personal things, but it's nothing particularly spectacular. And I'm watching this video waiting for the moment. Like, it's like at 3:38, all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. And like, no, this is just...
This is just like nothing.
But it was a C-SPAN. So I guess this was outrageous. It's like, no, it's just some guy. And it was actually kind of funny. And she made some catty remarks, too. And it just sounded like good-natured ribbing.
I've watched C-SPAN one time, and it's just because I was so fucking stoned I couldn't find the remote. It wasn't even a joke. I was high out of my brains on cough syrup. And I sat there and just watched it.
Watched
the
little fucking like globe graphic spin around and like entranced.
It was just like
it was like a re-aired congressional hearing or something. And I just remember staring at it and like I heard the entire And Justice for All album in my head over and over. And it was 6 a.m. and then I went.
Now I get what Congress means.
Yeah, exactly. Now I believe in America. I hallucinated an eagle flying out of the screen at the end of it all.
Yeah, but it's just that sensationalism for the sake of, ooh, let's titter about this and go on.
Everyone's got something to sell. It would have been sensational if the guy just turned to his girlfriend and was like, your cunt odor offends me.
Yeah, or like smack that bitch or something. It's like, but nothing happened. It was just like, oh, you rascal, oh, tee you. And that was it, yeah.
Oh. In something completely non-sensational, Jenny McCarthy has come out and admitted that her first sex toy was her teddy bear growing up.
See, who cares?
It's funny. I saw that. It was like some link on a blog. It said, like, you'll never guess what it is. I was like, teddy bear. And sure enough, it was.
Oh, you know who wants attention? Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. I was going to go with her mother's black dildo, but I was wrong.
No, I've heard of that. Like, just girls. You've heard, like, a little girl sticking, like, hot frozen hot dogs and shit up there, and they can't get them back out.
Jesus, no. Okay,
wasn't there one, some girl like, in our elementary school who was, like, famous for that?
I would have bullied the shit out of that. I would have been on top of that.
I thought she was like your grade.
You're like, oh, fuck me.
Okay. Some great, like hot dog girl. Like, she shoved a fucking frozen hot dog up her twat and like
I had to go to the ER. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But you know that story was made up because who would have told?
I always thought it was kind of hearsay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was girls totally made up that. Story.
Like, I remember reading some
interview.
I'm going
to pretend you're the New York Knicks.
In an 80s hustler with like this Asian porn bitch where she said she got off with her teddy bear.
She was some porn woman. Why wouldn't you make up a story?
No, but even the chick I'm seeing now, she says she used to like get herself off, just like make herself go to sleep. You know?
Oh, chicks are weird. They're grinding one out from like age 3 sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm refraining from commenting.
What? Come on.
When did you start?
I never made out with my teddy bear because my teddy bear was a girl.
You didn't make it out. You just like rammed its hard plastic nose into your button.
What? My teddy bear had buttons, not a hard plastic nose.
Button, on your button. Button to button. When did that start?
My teddy bear was a girl, so there were no sexual feelings for my teddy bear.
Yeah, but you could scissor.
When did you start, Kate?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Yes,
anything
come
on.
Start. Especially if it backs up the story. Come on.
Yeah.
I would guess, yeah, you know, I think it's the same for girls and boys, and I think it's just...
I wasn't doing anything sexual at that age.
I was like 11.
You get wood and stuff, but you don't know what to do with it.
Well, I don't know what a regular
I just remember there was this one bump. Did this ever happen to you? Do you remember on Majestic, you would go in front of Rocky Run, and there was one dip in the road, and it always hit me in the dick. Like, I always got instant wood going over that bump until I was like 14 or something.
That's like the fucking Carmen Electra story saying she was like wearing tight jeans and the bus went over a bump and like her hymen broke.
No, I'm not trying to like fucking lie to an Arab prince or something.
No.
Get married as a virgin.
I've never gotten any shit from cars or something.
Oh, when I was a little kid, I used to love that bump, man. Because we'd call our dicks poulaki, which was like Greek for little bird.
No. Oh, so, Jesus, is that what it means?
Yeah, and so I'd be like, fuck yeah, the poulaki bump is coming up.
Oh my gosh.
That was the highlight of every trip in that car ever.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I think girls are just as interested as young boys are.
No, I think more so.
Young boys, like 3-year-old boys, aren't like shoving their dicks in microwave watermelons.
No, I don't know if 3-year-old is normal, but I mean, you're curious about things.
No, but I would just look at porn. I didn't diddle myself at all. Like,
we shouldn't even be looking at porn. Our dad just left the shit lying around.
It was great. Swedish erotica. Well,
I looked at porn too.
Yeah,
before I knew what to do with it.
What age do you actually start?
We drew mustaches on them.
No, that's horrible. What age do you actually start? Like,
I don't know. I probably no. Well, you know, I was repressed, so.
So 4.
No, I didn't start until I was 7.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually manually masturbate until I was off in college, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, was there ever like times you would like ride your tricycle or something and like rub against the seat? Or some shit.
I don't
like
know
that,
about my tricycle.
Where it wasn't really sexual, but it felt good. Like,
yeah, but it's not even. I don't even think it's about feeling good. It's just like. It's different.
It's so goddamn sad, like how when you're little, you don't know how to get off. Because when I was a kid, this one kid, Jimmy Thomas, had a fancy pen called the Squiggle Wiggle Writer. And it was just meant to draw like little gyroscopes or whatever, you know.
What, he showed off his ass?
No, it was a pen with like a little, you know, pendulum that would.
I don't know
back
the hell
we're
talking
yeah,
about.
Like
yeah,
like a centrifuge, and he would just like girl hold it against
pen.
His prick for like an hour
what,
till
in
he
class?
Busted his nut. No, like at home, but it was like coveted. It was like he has a device that allows him to ejaculate. How will we ever get our hands? And that Christmas, like every kid for a stocking stuffer, was like, I need Pez and M&Ms and 4 Squiggle Wiggle Writers and 18 batteries. And it was so fucked up because we didn't know how to rub one out.
But I think it's just normal. I mean, I couldn't tell you what a normal, quote-unquote, age is, but I think it's normal for boys and girls to be curious about things. And we live in such a sexually repressed society that it's like, no, you don't even talk about that. Don't touch that. That, you know, this is a horrible thing. Don't look down. And so,
see,
of course, you're curious because you're a kid.
Boys, it's different, though, because you'd be weighing ghost loads. He's a pro-
Oh, my God.
So you can rub all you want with proper technique and everything. I don't think anything's coming out.
I don't think it's that outrageous that, you know,
fucking
she'd
puff
experiment
of smoke
with
Wile E. Coyote or something.
It sounds like a tire popping in Looney Tunes.
It's like when the Roadrunner chases a coyote off a cliff, and then he sinks down, and you see the little cloud.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, Jenny McCarthy just wants attention, but she's just a stupid whore.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
I'll drink to that.
No one cares about you anymore. Singled Out was like 13 years ago, bitch.
Yeah, she's holding it together, but fuck her. Fuck her.
She's a worthless piece of shit.
All right, let's call it a day. I want to thank you, Kate.
Yep.
Will, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank me. Thank you, John. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. Find us on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And Google iTunes plus Papa's Basement. And get that damn link. Download the shit out of us. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.